What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
Boom! What's up, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of my show. Starting off with the week with Boom! What's up, everybody? A Star is Born. New movie out. Remake. Apparently, it's been remade a bunch of times. I've never seen any of the other versions of this tale. This one directed by Bradley Cooper, who also co-stars with Lady Gaga. And it's about, he's an old grizzled musician and stumbles into a nightclub one night. He hears Gaga sing and falls in love, and they fall in love, and as her star rises, he drifts into more of a self-destructive path. And the movie was okay. It was okay. I didn't really buy their love. I didn't really, like, a lot of the movie hinges on this relationship. And, like, going into it, she knows about alcoholics. She's been around alcoholics. She knows all about them, yet has no problem really falling in. There's, like, really no hurdle for her and Bradley Cooper's character to get together. Like, the only bonding moment they had was in the parking lot. I mean, when he's getting ice after she punched somebody. Like, she has some characteristics that don't really fit. There's just, like, things that just don't really fit or make sense. They're just kind of, like, out there, but nothing really comes of it. I mean, and some things come of things that aren't even there. Like, she has this temper where she hits people, but then it's like she's a pushover when it comes to other things. I don't know. I thought the performances were good. It felt like a movie where somebody went in and cut out some important things, potentially, to maybe give it some, to actually show their relationship in some way. Because as far as, like, feels, this is a movie genetically engineered to make me get emotional in the movie theater, because it is, it's about an artist, the creative struggle. There's an element of being discovered, which is kind of bullshit. It's like, oh, on some level it does help. Having somebody share your work or take you on tour. He took her on tour. I know stand-up comedians that take lower beginner stand-ups, people that haven't been in the game for as long, take them on tour to give them new crowds, give them real stand-up crowds. So he did that for her, and she knocked it out of the park, obviously. But it's like, I'd never felt their relationship. So it's like when he's being self-destructive and just being wasted, I don't buy that she would stay with him. Like, I don't buy it. I just don't buy it at all. And I know there's people out there that are in those kinds of relationships where it's like they're the caretaker. They take care of everything. So they put up with immense amounts of shit. It's like, it's basically an addict's, like, best, dream to have somebody who just mothers them and takes care of them, even though they're fucking up their own lives consistently. But I just didn't buy she was that character. I don't know. And just, like, kind of her rise and his, like, it didn't really, like, these things are happening on the screen, but I am not emotionally attached at all to so many of these things, just because it's like, it just felt like there was shit missing. It's just like the movie telling me these things, and then I just got to go along with it versus, me actually buying into the whole what's going on and enjoying the movie. I mean, it was a good movie. When she sings, there's a couple moments, one in the beginning, one at the very end, where I did get emotional, got choked up. But this movie should have been like a nonstop 2 hour and 20 minute, like, sobathon for me. But it wasn't. So I was disappointed. Good directing from Bradley Cooper. It feels like something, like, it was just way too long and they had to cut a bunch of shit. And instead of cutting out storylines or something, they kept fitting everything in. and it was just too much. Like, even I loved Chappelle's character. You know, he's, you know, in there for a little bit. Him, you get to see his family and or his character, you know. But that didn't have to be there. It's like we're introduced to these people towards the end of the movie for it's his old bandmate or something. I don't know. It really felt like this was the original 3-hour cut probably would have been great, but the studio wouldn't let him have that kind of crazy runtime, and he had to chop it down to like 2 hours and 20 minutes. That's what it felt like. So take that for what it is. Go see it if you want. There's not a whole lot out in theaters right now, but it definitely, it's kind of the start of the Oscar bait kind of movies. I don't, as maybe Gaga getting a nomination, because she was great in this movie. She was a good actress, but I just didn't buy, there was no chemistry. Like, I didn't get at all, I did not buy their relationship. Bradley Cooper, it's weird because everybody's good in this. The actors are all good. What they say is good. It just really felt like shit was cut out in the editing. So it is what it is, I guess. Kind of sad. Could have been better. I don't know how it compares to all the other movies that, you know, this was a remake of. But it was okay. It didn't blow my skirt up. It didn't really do much for me. I saw it. I don't have to see it again. You know, if you want to go see it, you'll have a decent time. It's not a bad movie. It's okay. I just think it's like a movie that's on the cusp of being really good, really great, and really, like, impactful. Although there is a scene in this movie, because it does deal with him, Bradley Cooper's character, going through depression, alcoholism. There's, like, this story thrown in towards the end of the movie where he talks about, almost, you know, trying to kill himself by hanging himself from the fan. And the fan fell from the ceiling, and his dad didn't even notice for a week that the fan had fallen out of the ceiling, right? Like, so you kind of get an idea of, you know, he's depressed, wants to kill himself because he doesn't really feel noticed in a way. And then something happens at the end that causes him to spiral out. And it's just like that didn't feel earned, you know, because it's like all of a sudden he's suicidal. But, you know, it was okay overall. It wasn't a bad movie. It was okay. It was a solid, you know, average, good movie. A Star is Born. Go check it out, people. If you want to check out on my artwork, go to inspireddisorder.com. And if you want details on the sponsor, check out the bio for this episode. That's it, everybody. Have a great week. Peace out.